Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience, to our unique program, Sharing Jesus with the People We Meet, including Muslims. I know that many Muslim teachers view a prophet killed at the hand of his enemies as a defeat. And when I meet many Muslims and try to explain to them what God did for them through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, they tell me this does not make any sense. The prophet of God should be victorious, like David, like Muhammad, but Jesus was killed at the hand of his enemies. Well, let's answer that question, because God wants us to give the best answers to our Muslim friends and acquaintances. According to the gospel in 1 Peter chapter 3, God wants us to be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks us to give the reason for the hope that we have. And of course, we do this with gentleness and respect, because our God is gentle and meek and humble. Okay, let's start giving the answer. I ask usually my Muslim friends, which of the following choices honors Jesus most and brings glory to God? Which one? One, if Jesus used violence to attack the people who were trying to arrest him. Two, if Jesus escaped. Three, or if Jesus took the worst his enemies could inflict on him, death on the cross, then publicly conquer death by resurrecting from the dead. Of course, obviously, this third action will bring the most glory to God. And by the way, that's why Jesus came, to glorify God and to establish God's kingdom. And that is exactly what the Bible teaches that Jesus did. Jesus took the worst his enemies could inflict on him, death on the cross, then publicly conquered death by resurrecting from the dead. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the Quran's vague account of Jesus' crucifixion. And I call it vague account because my job was to study what the Quran taught about Jesus' death and the crucifixion, and to help Muslims understand that the truth is revealed in the Bible. In the entire Quran, there is only one passage that mentions the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Only one passage, found in Surah 4, verses 157-158, states that they said in boast, "We killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them. For a surety, they killed him not, nay, Allah raised him up unto himself." First of all, my Muslim friend, the subject of this passage is not Jesus. It is actually Jesus. Because Muslims say, oh, the Quran denied the crucifixion of Jesus. Because we know that in Surah 4, the Quran states, they said in boast, "We killed Jesus, the son of Mary, but they killed him not, nor crucified him. But it was made to appear to them." Well, my friend, please, look, think closely to this passage. the subject of this passage is not Jesus. This passage does not say Jesus was never crucified. The subject actually is the Jews. The passage is not dealing with whether or not Jesus was killed, but rather with who killed him. Are you with me? Please read the passage again. To whom was the Quran referring when it said, they killed him not, nor crucified him? The answer from the context is, of course, the unbelieving Jews. The purpose of this verse, my friend, is not to deny that Jesus was killed or crucified. It merely states that they, the Jews, did not kill or crucify Jesus. This verse actually denies the proud Jewish boast that they killed Jesus. And we know from the gospel in Acts chapter 2, we read that God taught us clearly that the crucifixion of Jesus actually was according to God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. That's what the Apostle Peter told the Jews. God determined that the salvation of a lost world should be accomplished by the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Apostle Peter wanted the Jews to know that it was not because Christ's weaknesses or inability to defend himself that he was taken and crucified. For God had determined before the foundation of the world to give his son a sacrifice for sin, to pay the penalty for our sin. Jesus was delivered by the deliberate purpose of God, and that's what the Apostle Peter said. His words recorded in the Gospel Acts 2, verse 23. Deliberate plan and foreknowledge of God. God knew that wicked men intended to crucify Jesus Christ, and he had the power to stop them, but God did not use his power to prevent them from crucifying Jesus, because God so loved the world, and he determined to redeem you and me, to redeem mankind from eternal death and suffering by the death of his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Apostle Peter was saying Jesus did not suffer by chance or accident, but by the wise and the holy providence of God, Jesus' crucifixion was part of God's eternal plan. So you are mistaken, Jewish leaders, to think you really got rid of Jesus. But I want you to recognize, kind like Apostle Peter was saying, that Jesus had been sacrificed by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God. We read in the gospel that Pilate asked Jesus, where do you come from? And Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate told Jesus, do you refuse to speak to me? Don't you realize I have power either to free you or crucify you? Jesus answered Pilate, you would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Read these words in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 19, verse 11. My friend, God wants you to know that the reason for Jesus' crucifixion is God is love. You read this in the gospel, 1 John, chapter 4, verse 8. God is love. Unfortunately, many of the teaching of Muslim scholars and Jewish scholars based on their religious rituals, and Muslim scholars based their teaching on what Muhammad said, what the Quran said, they presented God as harsh overseer. No, the Bible revealed the truth about God. The Bible stated clearly God is love. 1 John 4, 8. And that's why God came to us in the person of Jesus Christ and gave himself for us, sacrificed when he took additional human nature to pay the penalty for our sins. My friend, I am inviting you right now to put your faith in Jesus. You can repeat these words after me. if God spoke to you and you desire to walk in harmony with God according to the truth revealed in the gospel. God, thank you for Jesus. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, I want to be your child. God, I want to experience your love. God, I believe in Jesus that he is my Savior. I receive Jesus in my heart. Jesus, I open my heart to you. I believe in you. You are God made manifest in human flesh. You paid the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my life. Make me a child of God. Thank you, God, for your passionate love toward me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, send you some free materials, perhaps guide you to a good church close to you. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will continue to fill us with his Spirit, to continue to fill our minds with his truth, and to enable us, open the door for us, to communicate his love and salvation to millions of people, including millions of Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. God's grace, peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment.